So hello, I'm Christopher Crumley, staff editor with SDM Magazine, and today I'm talking about sustainability with...
Hi, my name is Aaron Spadavecchia. I'm the program manager for sustainability at ASSA ABLOY.
And I'm Steve Beaudry, a director of the Northeast Business Area at Access Communication.
And this is Greg Mora, global product management leader for Johnson Controls Intrusion Business Unit.
All right, thanks for being with me today to talk about this. Sustainability, security, not necessarily hand in hand. The first thing you think of when you think of one, you don't really think of the other. But nonetheless, what does it look like in our industry?
I was going to start off by saying that sustainability for companies like Johnson Controls is an end-to-end proposition. We focus first on our customer base. We love to do things that reduce truck rolls, and that reduces the cost of service for our clients and customers. Means lower touch for their customers, the end user. So by reducing truck rolls significantly, I think we're contributing in a value chain sort of way, but we also look to sources and origins and how our products are constructed, the products that we have manufactured, to make sure that they're manufactured in sustainable ways. That's part of our corporate initiatives out of our sustainability office, also in keeping with our supply chain practices.
Agreed. I think products associated with security are often overlooked as a contributor to green building projects. Our industry incorporates sustainability into products and solutions in various ways. It could be anything from low energy to regenerative properties, thermal resistance, reusing the building's critical infrastructure for access control, low VOCs, recycled content, the list goes on and on. So there's lots of opportunities to be sustainable, whether it be doors, frames, locks, card readers, or accessories.
Great, great.
Yeah, and I think one more thing from our perspective too is, you know, outside of supply chain and products, you know, oftentimes I think when people think of sustainability, they think of products and those exact things. And I think Greg and Aaron have alluded to it a little bit, that end-to-end component. And part of that includes human rights. And I think that it's really important that we remember that the human rights aspect is equally important for sustainability. You know, at Access, we signed the UN Global Compact back in 2007. And I think that many companies, especially the leaders that are on this call, have really considered that end-to-end components of sustainability from the start to finish.
Right. And on that topic, does anyone care to speak a little bit more about anything that their company is doing specifically to move in a more sustainable direction?
Yeah, I think, you know, just kind of continuing with that, you know, last year Access in the Americas, we did over 3,300 of volunteer hours giving back to our communities in that sustainability world. Also looking at the supply chain, like Greg was mentioning, you know, from every component that we use in our product all the way through the finish and where is that product deployed to, ensuring that the human rights are first and foremost and the working environment and things like that. So I think that's a huge shift that you're going to see in the industry as we continue to grow.
And I would add Johnson Controls as a 140-year-old company, a large company that's always been focused on maintaining climate. We're now focused heavily on sustainability as just part of our overall business, targeting over 75% of our R&D dollars in the climate related innovations. That includes digital transformation so that our customers, whether they're residential or large enterprise, can have a more efficient experience with the connected equipment and managing energy costs. So beyond security, all the way up to the enterprise, managing every element that could reduce energy consumption, improve sustainability. But for the security experience, and especially in our business unit, we have a security hub that's really a smart home controller, if you will. And it's very capable of managing automation to help reduce cost of energy costs and help manage that sustainability at home for the end user.
Yeah, I think the term sustainability is more comprehensive. Not only are we tackling the environment, sustainable products, health and safety, social responsibility, but also business partner compliance. This is what our partners, our customers are asking for, and this is what we believe in. It's a strategic priority for us here at ASSA ABLOY. Last November, we received validation for our science-based targets for our company's emission reduction targets. So we have a pretty hefty goals that we've set for us. We're going to halve our scope one and scope two emissions in our own operations by 2030. We're going to reduce our footprint in our wider value chain, including materials, logistics, and products by 28% by 2030, and then committing to net zero by 2050. So we attack it from all angles. Even in the product development side of things, we use a sustainability compass, which serves as a guide to help incorporate specific reductions, such as water, waste, and materials, while also increasing a product's life cycle, recyclability, and reusability.
So now I have a better understanding of what each of your guys' companies are doing. Can you talk a little bit about why security dealers and integrators should be interested in sustainability? I know some larger customers are insisting on it. Can anyone talk about that trend? And like I said, kind of why integrators and security dealers should be paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. I think the one trend, and I alluded to it earlier, you know, consumers really care more today, the connected consumer in particular, they care more today about the overall sustainability, you know, origins of the companies that they're dealing with and selecting and who they're doing business with. So I think as we provide security dealer solutions that allow them to improve sustainability by reducing their cost of service, that means remote or virtual service calls, reducing contact with the customer, reducing truck rolls again, and I mentioned that earlier, plays heavily into our product lines. And so that is one major thrust. It's consumer driven. Security dealers can help embrace that. And through solutions that we're providing, it actually reduces their operating costs, which is good for profitability and sustainability. The last point that I alluded to was this vision of where are we going in the future? And I think that if we're looking at homes and connected home experiences, that this just pushes us forward into an area where not only are we able to reduce sustainability today, but we'll have more connectivity to improve automation in that smart home experience beyond security to help control, control lighting, control energy consumption, and those kinds of things. So it's a trend that's beginning and not close to finishing yet. That's the way that we tend to view it. I think that's why security dealers should care.
Yeah, Greg's absolutely right. And we've had multiple meetings with some large end customers recently, and that sustainability aspect and the integrators really are starting to talk about it more and more. It can be the differentiator between them winning and or losing that opportunity. So it's becoming more important, and that's definitely a trend that's going to continue to grow in the future. And from a product aspect and energy, a total cost of ownership, and even looking at the return on their investment as an end consumer of our solutions and products that, you know, our companies are all offering, it's becoming way more important for those folks when it comes to winning or losing those opportunities.
Yeah, I think even on the end user side of things, they have very ambitious energy reduction and carbon footprint reduction goals, and these solutions are going to help them be on their way to achieve those targets. Integrated access control solutions have many advantages, anything from less components, faster install, as well as sustainable and aesthetically pleasing options. So you can really have it all. There's no need to sacrifice any one of those options. Also, access control solutions from ASSA ABLOY are designed to be energy efficient and can utilize power from existing infrastructure like PoE solutions and Wi-Fi.
Great. And also, while we're kind of in the same ballpark, what can smaller sized or family owned businesses do to contribute? Does anybody have any thing there they'd like to say or advise?
Yeah, I think, if I could jump in real quick, I think one of the biggest challenges that many of the family owned businesses have is that, you know, they're already stretched thin on their resources. You know, they're doing everything they can. They believe in sustainability, but oftentimes it doesn't fall onto that top priority list. And I think that's where us as industry leaders and as an industry as a whole, we can really help be stewards of change for that sustainability and support our counterparts in the industry. All of those partners that don't have the ability to spend that, invest the time and the money in those different, the building out of a program and initiating those programs. If we help those that are struggling with developing those programs, we can really help reduce the burden of their time and the resources. And the security industry will continue to be a major driver for that more sustainable world. I think together we can help each other and our industry be a leader in this. And I think the couple of companies that are represented here are doing their part of that as well. But I think that we can do this together and really help those folks that are wanting to do it, but may not have the resources.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Steve. I know at Johnson Controls, we're, as I'm sure, with Axis and ASA, we do have resources that are, from training through, a lot of our product collateral. We can provide at least that, so that the smaller dealer have resources that they can use in their own marketing and how they communicate with their customers. So these things are, probably the easiest, quick, opportunity to tap into. What are we doing? How do we make that available? And then how can they leverage that as a smaller dealer to either evaluate their own practices or in address the concerns of the customers that they're reaching in their own marketing?
Yeah, I love that bit about the shared resources. As a sustainability community here, best practices and sharing resources is always welcome. Sometimes it's hard because you don't have a sustainability peer within your own company. So having that, the availability of access to other folks and resources is great, especially databases like Mindful Materials, or you can put your information in there and share, and everyone's speaking the same language. Also, some other things that manufacturers could do, focus on their sustainable manufacturing practices, and that's on any scale. It could be very small, something so small as decreasing some portion of their energy use, recycling, reducing their packaging, possibly defining a transparency scope that works within their budget. EPDs, HPDs, declares, Green Guard, Gold, so those are all add up very quickly if you do that for every single one of your products. So just really putting together a program that works for you, and also training the folks in the field is so important, making sure they're getting out the word. So we're all speaking the same language and have the same goals. On the end user side or integrator side, you could also identify companies that are dedicated to sustainability and back up their claims. On the product level, that would be through third-party verified sustainability documents. On the corporate level, science-based target companies. Companies that have signed up for science-based targets and have validated targets. And then also reaching out to manufacturers for your projects and product needs. We want to hear from you. If we don't have something that you have or are looking for, we can develop transparency documents or get you the information needed. So feel free to reach out.
Great. Alluded to in all of your guys' answers, obviously, is, just the inherent, how to make this a priority. When there are so many other things to be concerned with. Is there anything else you guys want to highlight as a potential challenge to implementing sustainability in the industry?
Well, Christopher, I'd say that, our dealers are very in touch with their own cost of operations. And, when we, gather together with them in training, webinars or live events, that's a great opportunity to dialogue. What's happening today in your market? What are the challenges that you're facing? How can we help? And then that moves into this needs and requirements analysis that we continually use in our product planning cycles. It really does influence us. The voice of the customer really helps to influence what we do and the strategies that we set, how we can either bring answers to the dealer, or we can modify. So I'll give you just one quick example. And we have recently introduced a Wi-Fi product. So in addition to security panel and sensors, we have a Wi-Fi product now that is fully integrated and controllable remotely. So we did a little study, and from these Q&As, we found that for connected products, security dealers are having oftentimes, you know, to roll out to check on a camera that dropped offline, and they find a piece of equipment they know nothing about. So we're giving them an opportunity to do that and to enable that to be managed remotely. We've done a tremendous integration with our alliance partner to make sure that that can happen flawlessly. And that is a very simple way. So again, the dialogue helps us to understand what are the unmet needs that we should take into consideration in this area. You know, sustainability, cost of service, highly linked. And then we can help. I'm just giving you an example, a proof point where, you know, we, you know, this is just one of many where we can refine our product strategy and, you know, check the sustainability box along with some other items to make sure that we're delivering a complete solution.
I think one of the challenges facing sustainability for manufacturers is just the sheer amount of data and the management of that data. So making sure that's publicly available, that the expiration dates on our documents are constantly maintained, that it's available in various locations, such as UL Spot, Mindful Materials, our own websites, and then all of our supply chain outreach documentation through ToxNot. So there's a lot of information and we're happy to provide it, but it is a huge data challenge for manufacturers. Also, one of the other challenges is that the industry is constantly changing. So we're needing to anticipate and plan for what's coming down the line, and really where that voice of the customer helps us all.
Chris, I think the final note I'd like to make, and I think you've probably, and the listeners here, probably gotten this trend a little bit, but you know, one of the big challenges is really taking a look at that bigger, longer term picture. And I think that we're starting to see a shift in that, where people are really evaluating, you know, do I need that lowest cost product now because that's what fits the bill? Or am I looking at the longer term technological life cycles? You know, what is it, a product that I can continue to update and leverage for the longer term? And that's what the end customers are really starting to ask for. You know, and I think that it's a challenge, though, because getting past that cost aspect and really considering that total cost of ownership and the return on their investment, it's becoming a larger topic of conversation. I think you're starting to hear that in this whole conversation that we're having.
Absolutely. And the last question I have for you guys today is, does anyone want to speak to what I suppose the future of sustainability looks like in the industry?
I think you could probably summarize the future of, you know, we've talked about it's ever evolving, right? Sustainability practices are going to continue to change. The needs are going to change, and it's going to the importance of that sustainability is going to grow with the new technologies and the ability to put more load on the edge devices out there in the field. Looking at how they tie back to things like the cloud instead of server stacks necessarily inside of the customer sites or on site on prem. And like we alluded to in the beginning of the conversation, more and more of these end customers are going to require that higher level of sustainability programs with anybody that they partner up with and do business with. So I think, you know, that's probably the major focus of sustainability in the future.
I would add that we're, you know, we're on a journey now that I think is early in its mission. And once again, I think that, large companies like Johnson Controls, where we have, this is a core mission. I mean, everything from how we measure performance to how we measure the performance of our supply chain. I would go back to the point of everybody in the value chain should be looking at sustainability as a key element of their business plan. And that's part of the learning cycles that will go into products like ours for the security industry and propel us into the future. So again, for our security dealers, are we enhancing both the product offering, but also the services offering in terms of better sustainability? Can we articulate it? What do we need to provide to our security dealers to enhance those two items, which I think help to improve the quality of life for our end users, improve their business performance, and we can all participate in it. It's very interdependent. You know, there's a lot of interdependence here, And it's fantastic to be working in an industry that cares enough about this topic to devote time like this, where we can dialogue about it. So in the future, I think what we're going to see is an increase in the connected environment within the home, and security is a key and central part of that. And so that interoperability of how security systems and offerings are able to, you know, function with the other connected devices to help improve the overall performance of the sustainability of the home, which means greater return on investment for the consumer, better services offering for the dealer to the consumer, which improves their business model. I think we will be adding value by addressing these issues going forward. And again, we're beginning, we're at the beginning, and making good progress, I'd say.
I agree. I think sustainability really is about finding a baseline and then increasing performance. I think sustainability really is a collaborative process that will continue to change, whether the focus is on social health and equity, supply chain transparency, or circularity. Manufacturers and vendors are working towards that and are fully willing to collaborate and make sure we meet the needs of the customers with our products and solutions.
Very well said, everybody. Greg, Steve, Aaron, thank you guys for taking the time to talk. As Greg said, I also appreciate working in an industry where time is taken to discuss things like this. So thank all of you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.